All right, welcome to the Rights of Ricky Sanchez podcast. It's not a full podcast, so I'm not saying this whole thing. I am Spike Eskin, along with the possibly burping Mike Levin.
Ooh.
There it is. So you are hearing this, if you're downloading it when it comes out, what are we going to do, the day before the pre-sale starts or the day of? It's up to you.
Before.
Okay, so this is coming out on Tuesday. So the pre-sale for the Rights Ricky Sanchez Lottery Party starts tomorrow. To get that password, make sure you sign up for the newsletter at our website.
And sign up for the newsletter. Kristen works very hard on that, and she'll be upset if you don't sign up for it. RightsRickySanchez.com/newsletter.
There it is. So, and there's a reason you get, you know, you can make sure that you get lottery party tickets. And remember, they went in 5 days last year. And given our special guest this year, who knows how long they'll last this year. So our special guest is Robert Covington, unless, of course, he is in the Eastern Conference Finals. We talked to Robert Covington about the lottery party, about the silliness of everything we do. And he sounds like he is, as you'll hear, apprehensive but willing to try. Is that about right?
I think this is about on par with the pre-pod TJ conversation we had.
Right.
And it was just like vaguely knows who we are, but is sort of unclear about everything, and rightfully so. And I think we're going to have a good time with him at the show.
I think so too. So what you will hear now is you will hear Run the Jewels, and then you will hear our brief conversation. We didn't make it too long because we want stuff to talk about at the lottery party with Rock himself, Robert Covington.
We are the murderous pair. That went to jail and we murdered the murderers there. Then went to hell and discovered the devil delivered some hurt and despair. Used to have powder to push. Now I smoke pounds of the push. Holy, I'm burning the bush. Now I give a fuck about none of this shit. Two runner over and out of this bitch. Step into the spotlight. Copying of uppers and downers get done. I'm in a rush to be numb. Dropping a
Robert Covington, our special guest at the 2018 lottery party on May 15th. Now, here's the big question, Rob. The lottery party is on the same night as the first game of the Eastern Conference Finals. And I guess my question to you will be, if the Sixers are playing that night, how are you going to tell the coach that you're not going to be able to play in the game?
I'm not going to do that. That'll be something major for the city, you know. And I have to, that's one that you can't be a part of. You can't leave that on the table. You know, the city has been expecting, you know, something like that for the longest. And, you know, for us, if we have the opportunity to be there, you know, that'd be major to the city because, you know, last time they were there was with AI. So, you know, the city would be ecstatic. And, you know, for Coach to hear that, he'd be, you know, truly ecstatic.
Yeah, I think we'd be okay with it. I think that would be a situation in which we would excuse it pretty easily.
Yeah. So we're doing the podcast the night of the lottery party, unless you guys are advancing further in the playoffs. But have you watched the lottery before? Is that something that you ever took an interest in, or is it something that just kind of goes by and you're like, what's the draft order?
No, I've watched the draft order a couple times. Last couple years, I've watched and seen like how things are unfolding, you know, where we were playing. So it's just, you know, something that I have been a part of, just to see, like, you know, what potentially happened. And I've watched, you know, kids as well. So, you know, it's just one of them things that, you know, you involve yourself in because, you know, as a union, you know, you got to be all engaged.
So the lottery party is a lot of fun, and there's a few thousand people there, but it's very, very strange. So we thought we would let you know a couple of things that have happened at the lottery party, and we just want to sort of get your reaction to it. Is that cool?
Okay.
All right. So last year, to honor Sam Hinkie, we raised a giant banner as if we were retiring his number with his face on it into the rafters while everyone cheered to honor Sam. Your reaction to that?
I actually seen that, and I thought it was hilarious. You know, that, like you said, everyone always said, Hinky died for our sins. So it was one of the things that I found, you know, really, really funny. But, you know, Hinky did, you know, put the team in a very, very great situation. So everything he did, you know, it got us to where we are now. And, you know, if he never would, you know, made the steps that he would made, you know, this team probably wouldn't have been the same. So, you know, that I can understand why you guys did that. But like I said, you know, he made a lot of major moves, and it unfolded the way people pictured. Because, you know, we have the pieces that we have now, and it's crazy just to see, like, how everyone thought during the time it was crazy, but as it kept unfolding, people start, okay, he might have been on something, and now, you know, we're here. Everyone says Hinky the GOAT. So, I mean, I've been a part of that. Like, Hinky brought me in, so, you know, he definitely brought the pieces together, so everything that he did was impactful, and it led us to this point now.
Okay, now this wasn't at the party, but it was our same group. We had 400-some people travel to Milwaukee for a Sixers-Bucks game so we could boo Malcolm Brogdon because he won Rookie of the Year, but we thought Embiid should have won Rookie of the Year. But because Malcolm Brogdon was injured, we booed Tony Snell instead. Your reaction?
I was wondering, like, during the game when it happened, like, why? But I kind of, as it went down, I kind of made sense. Because you heard people talking about it. For some reason, I forgot who I heard say something. But, you know, people was talking about, you know, that was supposed to happen because, you know, he won it, and then, you know, they said that he shouldn't have won it. You know, if JoJo didn't win it, Dario should have won it. So it was a lot that, you know, played a part in that. So, I mean, you know, Tony Snell just caught the wrong end of the stick on that one. I mean, seeing all that fan base there, that was ridiculous, you know. It rattled me a little bit. Because when I was pregame warm-up, the first shot I hit, like, I was kind of shocked because I didn't expect that many people to be in the arena at that time.
Yeah, well, we were actually, I remember, because we were up in the group and you were taking warm-up shots and we were all cheering every time you hit a three in warm-ups. I don't know if you heard that.
Yeah. I definitely did. But it startled me at first because I was not expecting that. Like, normally it'd be a few people in the stands, you know, people would be down on a lower level, but then you hear all that coming from up top, like, you don't expect that, you know. So it was great to see, like, all those fans that was there, you know, support us, and just to have that fan base, like, it was amazing.
And the last one I had, you and TJ have always been sort of our favorites. You are the, you know, we refer to you as sort of like the examples of the process. And we had TJ do a live podcast right before the season. And we had him reenact his game-winning shot over the Knicks, where Mike pretended he was Carmelo Anthony, and I pretended I was the hoop, and he shot the ball through my arms.
Man, that right there was a major confidence boost for TJ. that game alone, TJ's been so impactful for his team. Like, it's unbelievable, and the little things he doesn't go unnoticed on his team. He's a fiery pit bull that's on the bench, that comes in, gives us that energy up, like, that spark. You know, him and Rashawn, they've given us so much energy throughout the season that has been, you know, one of them amazing things to have that type of, you know, player on your side. You know, because if you're playing against TJ, like, he's a pest. Like, he's that little nag that you sit up here and you're like, man, what is that? Like, get away from me. Like, and like I always say, I would rather have TJ on my side than on the opposite side, because he's such a fireball that you never know what you can get from. Like, you never know how he's gonna start you, because he for sure will. Like, he does so much on the court, man. Like, I truly enjoy playing with TJ over the past few years.
In practice, does he like guard full court and try to get up onto your dribble as well?
Oh yeah, the play you see in game is definitely the same play you get in practice. He's like, sometimes he'd be like, TJ, you can relax, like. But I mean, that's just his personality. He loves drawing, making it hard for people that he has to guard, and he does so much. He guards their positions, like he's a little knack, at times. He's a real knack. So, I mean, he's one that, you need on your side, because, you need them type of players that, do dirty work, that, not afraid to get in there and, put their body on the line.
Yeah. Well, you're the first guy on the Sixers that we've talked to during the season. We talked to TJ before the season. We talked to Tony Roten in the offseason. We talked to Stauskas actually before he even played a game for the Sixers. But you're the first guy we got during the season, and we're going to talk to you in a couple months. So what do you want to say to yourself in the future, in 2 months? What do you want to have accomplished? What do you want? Is there something that you want to say to future Cove that we can bring back up at the lottery party and see if you accomplish what you want?
I just want to continue to grow. And the main thing is keep building that momentum going into this playoff series. We don't know where we're going to end up at right now, but as far as, what we're doing as a unit, we just got to finish strong and then, have that momentum going into the playoffs and postseason. Like, that's the main thing that, we really want to focus on, and we ready for it, the city ready for it, and we just want to put on a show for the city.
It's got to feel good, and we'll talk about it at the live show, but it's got to feel good to go from a 10-win season to now, not too long after, being on the verge of making the playoffs and, hopefully making a push at hosting a series.
Yeah, it definitely is a turn of the tables. That year, them past years was rough, but, I mean, it made you, really, focus in on, the resiliency to keep pushing, not giving up. Like, even though we lost a lot of games, we learned throughout that. It made us a lot tougher, but we also got respect throughout the league just based off of what we did. And a lot of people condoned us for it. To be in that position and not lose faith and not just like, man, I can't take this no more. Like, you just show the respect that we had and how we pushed throughout it. Even though it was rough at times, but we still stayed together, and that's what helped us as a unit overall. Because that definitely was rough.
Well, Rob, we always said that you would be that you were the next target on our list for a live podcast. So we're really, really excited, and I think all the listeners are really, really excited to have you at the lottery party. And if for some reason you guys are in the Eastern Conference Finals that night, we will totally excuse your absence, and you can be assured that Xfinity Live will be cheering you on the screen. So we're excited to have you.
Oh, absolutely! I'm glad you guys are able to have me as well.
All right, thanks.
All right,
Rob.
Cool, man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, now.
All right, thanks, man. And that was our conversation with Rock Covington. He is a good man, and we're happy to have him at the lottery party. Also happy to excuse him if he's not there because he's playing in the Eastern Conference Finals that night.
I don't know. Now that I think about it, I'm not.
Not going to excuse him?
Yeah. If he's in the Eastern Conference Finals, he should have to fly us either to wherever they're playing, because it'll be game one.
Fly so, all 3,000 people.
All right. I was thinking just me and you, but actually now, yes, he should have to fly all 3,000 people at the lottery party, and at least do as he's going through his warm-ups or in the locker room, we can narrate while as he's getting ready.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
getting his headspace. It's
right.
Perfect.
Well, so sign up for the newsletter so you can get your tickets. Remember, pre-sale is on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Then the general public on sale is Friday at 10 a.m. And you can get the pre-sale password by signing up for the newsletter at writestorickysanchez.com/newsletter. We will talk to you this weekend.
We are the murderers there. That with the jail and we murdered the murderers there. Then with the hell and discovered the devil delivered some hurt and despair. Used to have powder to push. Now I smoke pounds of the kush. Holy, I'm burning the bush. Now I give a fuck about none of this shit. Two runner over and out of this bitch. Step into the spotlight. Copying of uppers and downers get done. I'm in a rush to be numb. Dropping 1,000 ain't much. Cope on the clouds on a missile to turn.